This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Trump administration's 25% tariff on imported steel has triggered retaliation from Canada, the EU, China. But over the summer, one country that's also been a target of U.S. tariffs has been relatively quiet. It's Japan. Adrian Ma reports the Japanese reaction depends on whether the target is steel or cars.
Randy Yoshimura is a manager at Japan's Sumitomo Corporation. Among the many things they sell are these steel tubes used in oil and gas drilling. He says they're so high quality, they're like the Cadillac of tubes.
Or maybe as a Japanese person, I should say Lexus of tubes.
Whatever you call them, they are subject to the steel tariff. But Yoshimura says he's not too worried.
I mean, tariff only makes sense if there is a company within your country that can produce the same thing.
And if you're a drilling company looking for the Lexus of tubes, there's just no good made-in-the-U.S. substitute. And here's the thing. Japan's steel industry is built on these niche, gotta-have-it type products. So American companies that need it will probably keep buying, even if an import tax ups their cost. Now, that would not be the case for an actual Lexus. That's why Japanese trade officials are fuming about President Trump's proposed tariff on foreign cars. Maria Solis is with the Brookings Institution.
We're talking about now a major economic interest of Japan being affected.
To understand just how major, pretend this steel screw is worth $1 billion. Last year, Japan shipped the U.S. less than $2 billion worth of steel. Over the same period, Japanese car imports were worth $40 billion. On top of putting a huge dent in car sales, the Peterson Institute predicts a tariff would raise the price of some foreign cars as much as $7,000 a piece. President Trump says it would force foreign car companies to invest more in the U.S. At least that's what happened in the 80s, after President Reagan forced Japan to cap its auto exports. But Maria Solis says,
Not so fast. The world economy today is very different from what it was 30 years ago.
Japanese car makers have since built more than 24 manufacturing plants here. So if they get hit with a tariff, she says American workers could feel the impact. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.